And welcome back into Inside the Numbers. This is Boji Wood. Now we're joined by Mike Bernard from OTM Sports. Mike, a lot of good bowl games being played this coming week. We've already had some exciting games. I think it's only going to get better.
I do too, Coach. And a lot of the games, you know, everyone knows about the playoff games. They get a lot of attention, of course, and all the New Year's Day games. But one game we're going to talk about in a moment is the Fiesta Bowl, and it doesn't get as much press as I think it should be.
I agree with you there. This game kicks off at 4 p.m. on Saturday from Glendale. Pitts, Washington of the Pac-12 against Penn State of the Big Ten. Both teams finished the regular season 10-2. Penn State's two losses were by 1 point and 3 points, both on the road. Of course, they lost a huge lead at Ohio State, and then they lost the weather game at Michigan State, where it was almost 4-hour weather delay, and they just never really got back in sync there. And Michigan State pulled that one out in basically what amounted to was an empty stadium. The Huskies, both their losses were by only one score. These teams are a couple away from being unbeaten and probably conference champions and maybe even playing in the college football playoffs.
Yeah, no question. You're right. Both teams lost close games on the road in conference play. I feel like they're both really solid teams. And as I said before, they haven't been talked about much. And if one play for either Washington or Penn State goes the other way, they both would have been playing in championship games, the Pac-12 and the Big Ten.
On paper, this game's a good matchup. Washington, they sport the number two run defense in the country. Penn State, of course, they've relied heavily on the run game. Just in their last couple of games, they ran for over 550 yards. Now, Saquon Barkley, he didn't end the year with the Heisman-type numbers that he had early on, but he still ran for over 1,100 yards and accounted for 20 touchdowns.
Yeah, that kid's great. He can do it all. He's great in the return game as well. Penn State, they've committed to the run. They averaged 34 rush attempts per game, but really, and you've seen it, the offensive line was ineffective in the big games. As for Washington, I believe this year's team is actually stronger than the 2016 team that went to the college football playoff. They just lost two close games on the road, so therefore they're not in consideration. The defense only gave up 15 points a game this year. That's even better than last year, three less.
Both these head coaches, Chris Peterson for Washington, James Franklin for Penn State, I think they're two of the more solid coaches in college football. They know how to establish a program, but they also know how to maintain that program. Go back and look at Peterson, what he did at Boise State. Had many opportunities to leave, but he waited for the right opportunity. Finally left for Washington a few seasons ago. Franklin, he was the coach in waiting at Maryland back when Ralph Regan was the head coach, and didn't want to stick around. The Vandy job came open. A lot of people thought that he was foolish for leaving Maryland, taking the Vandy job. But again, he took the Commodores to heights that they hadn't experienced. Back-to-back 9-win seasons, 3 straight bowls, and won 2 of those. And now at Penn State, he's got them back into the national conversation and in a positive way.
That's right, Coach. And before I go into some numbers, let me ask you this. Where do you rank James Franklin? Because, again, kind of like when we talk about Coach Bill Snyder, what he's accomplished, and you mentioned that there was the trepidation and the concern about going to Vanderbilt because, look, not to be ugly, but Vanderbilt's a black hole in college football. It's hard to win there. But James Franklin not only went to Vanderbilt and pulled off what he did there, he also went to Penn State that had all that turmoil. And he turned that game around. And remember, he didn't have 4- and 5-star players when he first got to Penn State.
No, he took what Bill O'Brien started. Bill O'Brien really needs credit for the foundation that was laid at Penn State. But Franklin came in and has rebuilt that program and doing all the right things. I think he is a lifer at Penn State. I think that's the job that he will retire from. Or I think if Penn State's smart, they'll make sure that's the job that he retires from.
Yeah, I would, because remember when all that the legal issues at Penn State happened, a lot of his players were free to leave and not have to waste a year on the transfer, and he still won. So I agree with you there. A couple of numbers, Coach. Penn State, they're a great spread team. out in Vegas, 16 wins, 4 losses, 2 pushes against the spread their last 22. So that means whether they're on the road, at home, they get the job done. Of Penn State's 10 wins this year, all but one was lopsided. Washington, they're 22-4 under Chris Peterson the last 2 years, and Peterson's teams are 5-2 their last 7 bowl games, so they get it done in postseason. Penn State's a small favorite. Most sharps are staying away from this game because it's just too close to call.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back, and we'll take a look at the Orange Bowl, Wisconsin and Miami on Inside the Numbers.